Welcome to another episode of Run the Ropes podcast, where we have kind of some random stuff to talk about. We always say that don't feel like this one's going to be very long, but they always end up kind of being like longer than we expect. But I think this one might stand the, you know, to that statement. We'll see. Joining me, of course, is the Birdman, who just got done doing his best Batista impression. That wasn't a Batista impression. Oh, Jesus. Anyways, so...
Sorry, go ahead.
Anyways. We'll just start into some stuff. We've got some WWE comments, news, highlights. The main meat of this, I feel, is going to be a little bit of Ring of Honor 17
predictions coming
this Friday, and we're going to do, predictions. And then I have an announcement for our 2K series.
My first announcement is I have the squeaky chair now. You don't, I do.
Yep, you got the squeaky chair.
I don't like this. I move a lot during these podcasts.
I do too. That's why I was like, all right. So anyways.
We need beanbags.
Oh my God. I don't want to sit in a beanbag right now. Dude. My gut is a living beanbag. Like, I don't, want double beanbag right now.
But could you imagine how chill the podcast would be even more if we had beanbags?
It'd be something, but
it'd be chill.
I like looking at my knees.
My God. What are knees? I haven't seen mine in ages.
Oh, Jesus. Anyways, let's just start into some WWE
now
stuff.
Now that everybody thinks I'm a fat ass.
Raw and Fastlane notes. So, obviously, since our last podcast, Raw and Fastlane happened, and you won.
Did I win?
You did.
Oh.
Because there was only one match that we didn't...
I forgot all about it.
There was only one match that we disagreed on.
What was the match?
Owens and Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
Or, not Daniels, but Daniel Bryan. Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot all about the
predictions. You went Daniel. I went Owens.
Yeah. That's two.
That's two.
That's two up.
Yep.
If we can guess, if anybody can guess the Mania one correct, I'll give him $20.
I have something to bring up about Mania in a minute. Not necessarily the card, but an issue that I'm having. A couple issues, I guess. Raw and Fastlane notes. Fastlane had a pretty awesome Fatal 4-Way for the United States title again.
Oh, yeah.
Which Samoa Joe won again, as he should have.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting to see what they'll do with him. Leading into Mania?
Yeah, considering the rumors that they've had going on. I hope it's not Cena.
Okay. We can go ahead and break into this right now.
Okay.
Let's do it right now.
Let's go ahead and do it. We're already here.
So we'll combine some Raw stuff, since they're kind of combined in my notes anyways.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle announced that it was his last...
his farewell match at Mania.
His last match at Mania, and... So he's on his farewell tour, and we don't know who his opponent's going to be. John Cena posted an early picture of Kurt Angle on his Instagram, which that's not to really say anything. He just does that kind of stuff. But sometimes they do
sometimes
have a little
it
bit
is
more.
Right, yeah.
And a lot of people have talked about what kind of a dream match that would be.
It's not really a dream match.
Well, a good final match. Because of the way that Cena started.
Full circle.
Cena ends him.
Because there's only two opponents I want to see him go out on.
Well... Okay, who's the second?
I want to see a reincarnation of the King of the Ring match of him and Shane, where Shane about broke his freaking
neck. Oh, God, no.
Yes, that's what I want.
And that also, well, I mean, I guess that does work in this environment with Shane now, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
Anyways, I had, penciled in when I had my matches down initially, and then I took it back because... I don't know what they were going to do, and I had it John Cena versus Kurt Angle. But initially, I had John Cena versus Kurt Angle versus Samoa Joe for the U.S. title. Because Kurt Angle, Olympics with a broken freaking neck,
I know.
America, John Cena, America, Samoa Joe.
Samoan.
But it was supposed to happen last year and Joe got hurt. It was supposed to be Cena versus Joe last year. Kurt had the whole Cena instance where it started, you know. But Joe and Kurt had a really long intense back and forth over the years in TNA. And I know that they're not the same companies anymore, but WWE does get the rights to use certain things and whatever, and it's like they could do it.
Well, they got the pop of TNA now.
Yeah, but it's they really could do it, and they could tell the story. Kurt Angle left WWE for a while and traveled the world. They don't have to say where he went, and he traveled the world, and one of his toughest competitors was Samoa Joe.
I have a third competitor, but
and so they could say, well, Cena started facing Angle, and so this makes sense here.
Yeah.
Joe and him had the long-withstanding rivalry, so this makes sense here. And then John Cena coming back because Joe has the U.S. title. Mm-hmm. You easily could build an intricate three-way where you could say, well, okay, I don't know if Kurt's going to win it unless he's going to win the U.S. title and then retire. And
then
they have a tournament.
Yeah.
Or John Cena's going to win it or whatever. But if you want, you have Joe in there to be a fall guy. Or you have Joe to spoil the victory for someone, keeping him a heel.
Yeah.
Giving the moment where Cena and Angle can team up and take him out of the ring, and they praise Kurt Angle on the way out. And I'm okay with that. I think that's dynamic and interesting. I think Samoa Joe helps do multi-man matches really well. If you notice, some people, of course, will probably say, well, yeah, it's because he doesn't work as often, or he doesn't have to work as much in one of those matches. But that's not the case. Look at him, Daniels, and AJ.
Mm-hmm.
And every other... look at the multi-man match last night. Look at the multi-man match on SmackDown. Joe can help, I feel like Joe is very smart for those matches and helps piece things together for people.
But... and even though Kurt Angle is leaving...
Mm-hmm.
He's a Raw guy.
Oh, that doesn't matter right now, apparently.
Oh, apparently.
Shelton Benjamin can just show up on Raw.
He didn't just show up, he got paid.
But he's a SmackDown star. And he wrestled a match on Raw.
But that made sense.
It might have made sense for the Paul Heyman, Brock Lesnar story. It does not make sense from a brand split. Charlotte and Becky... yeah. Are on Raw, and they're not Raw people.
It's WrestleMania season. They're going to do that no matter what.
I bet they won't next year if Fox's stuff is being as strict as they're trying to be.
They can't be next year, but Fox wants them to get out of that PC era as well.
Yeah.
So, but that's a completely different topic for a different time. But the Shelton thing made sense.
It did, but at the same time, the first thing that I saw when I saw that Shelton Benjamin was giving him German suplexes, I was like, okay, I understand.
He goes for the F5?
And then I was just, no, this is before the match. I was like, okay, I understand, but Shelton's on SmackDown. Why is he out here? I won't get past it. There is a brand split. And it used to be enforced. And when they stopped enforcing... so when it first started, and it was like a trade battle, mm-hmm. and a trade war, that was fine. Because you're just now starting it, and you're teasing, and you've got one champion that moves between shows and stuff like that. I get it.
You know what ruined it?
But then they separated it permanently, and then they started doing this shit, and it just...
you know what ruined the brand split?
What?
Survivor Series.
This past Survivor Series? How?
Ronda versus Charlotte. Charlotte taking Becky's spot. Charlotte beating her with the kendo stick. Starting that little feud going on. So there's where it all sparked. And that's where it basically ruined it.
I'll tell you where it sparked. You're wrong.
Oh.
You want to know where it started?
Where?
When John Cena is just a free agent that can go wherever the fuck he wants.
Heath Slater was the same way?
Heath Slater never got drafted.
Okay, he's still free agent then.
He never got drafted.
He's still free agent.
Yes, but it was free agent and he didn't have a home and no one really wanted him.
Oh, yeah.
John Cena's a superstar, and so what they say is, oh, well, since he's John Cena, he can go wherever
he
wants.
He's under a legend's contract.
So that means that, effectively, no one else is as big as Cena. You're not going to make anyone else as big as Cena, and rules don't apply to John Cena. So now, therefore, the rules are arbitrary, and it's shit. Make them set. I'm sure this Fox deal is going to do it from what we've heard. But it's just one of those things, like, I am a stickler for it. Like, unless there's a superstar shakeup, unless they announce, oh, you know, on WWE.com earlier today, it was announced that a trade had been made between the Raw and SmackDown general managers. No. Like, no. Yeah. You just don't get the right to be like, anywhere you want to be. Charlotte should never have been on Raw. Still.
No.
Her and Becky should be having problems on SmackDown. Ronda and Becky should be having problems on Raw because even though Becky's SmackDown, she chose Ronda. So she's going for the Raw title. So she's allowed to be in between because of match stipulation.
I feel bad for Asuka, to be honest.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, not for the sheer fact that she's facing Mandy Rose.
But the only time Charlotte and Ronda should have come face-to-face in this whole thing...
Survivor Series.
No. I'm talking about...
Now,
the only time they should have come face-to-face is the Rumble and Fastlane. That's it. And then save it for the very last week. You could make Charlotte jump Ronda or something in the middle of a Becky Ronda segment. No.
Because all she's doing is being the backup dancer and a third wheel.
No one wanted her in it.
No one wants her in it. They still don't want her in it.
I need to pause on this and go back to Fastlane notes and stuff because we're starting to lead into something I have going on. Shield. The farewell, the sayonara. It was a house show match plus extras.
I don't understand. It was a farewell match and then they came out and addressed it the following night. When you know they're both going to be at ringside when he faces Lesnar.
Well, see, I think last night helped write Dean out. Like, they're going to say, Dean lost. But then, like, this upcoming week, they'll be like, where's Dean? No one's seen him since then. Oh, I guess Dean just drifted away. He'll show up at Mania, do his bit, and then he'll fade away again. And they'll be like, yeah, Dean left.
Yeah, but the thing is, for someone who's leaving... getting a lot of exposure.
It's so weird how they're handling it.
That's why everyone thinks it's a work, is because he's getting so much TV time since his announcement.
Yeah.
Has the day where Tommy got any exposure on 205 Live?
Oh, he's already gone.
Well, see? Anybody else? Who else was leaving?
Ty Dillinger's gone.
Well, he never got TV time anyways.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's hard. But, like, Dean Ambrose, yeah, he was kind of a big name for them. Mm-hmm. It's just, he's getting so much TV time, so much everything, pay-per-view time, whatever you want to look at it. And you got to tell me that he's still making merch money.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's just a lot of revenue for a guy who's supposed to be leaving. It's not believable.
I don't know. I still think he's leaving.
I won't believe it till I don't see him.
All right.
Good. The grass is always greener on the other side.
Elias was on fire on Fastlane.
He was on fire at Raw.
Oh man.
That Antonio Brown line killed it. You got their money, now leave them.
Yeah.
Oh man, and then. I don't know. He was just on fire all the way around.
Yeah, it was a good weekend for him.
I just wanted to finish one song.
Well, he got to finish his performances at Fastlane. Yeah. He even said, I'm going to leave now.
Okay, it's all... Okay. While we're on the subject of Elias, What was up with No Way Jose's hair last night?
That happened about a week or so ago. He posted a picture on Twitter.
What is it?
It's got, like, weird, like...
Is it just in braids, or yeah, is it...
it's braid and collared, and...
He looks like Naomi.
That's what a lot of people said. They're like, was this, like, some kind of thing for Naomi? Because, like...
Did she do it?
Yeah.
It's just weird. But he doesn't get a lot of TV time, so let him do what he wants. I wonder if he got that past Mike Carano.
He probably said, sick tattoos, bro. Sorry. Anyways, sorry.
Anyways, Elias kills it. Yeah, no matter what he's doing.
Beth Phoenix getting back into the ring, it looks like.
Yeah, I was pissed about that.
Why?
Because I didn't get to see it.
Yep, the Divas of Doom.
Because you know what that meant.
What?
There was probably one Adam Copeland somewhere in the back.
No, it seems like they travel separately sometimes.
Yeah, but for her big moment to come back into the ring and actually do something.
He's got kids.
So isn't he Slater? Ah, gotcha.
You've mentioned Heath Slater like twice tonight.
He's a hometown boy.
Oh, God.
He's down there in Hanover.
Oh, Pineville.
Pineville, Hanover. They're all down south. Oh. What is wrong with you?
Just Heath Slater bringing him up again.
Hey, remember the first time we brought Heath Slater? When he interrupted the Iron Man match twice. Twice, mind you. A 15-minute Iron Man match turned into 30 because of him.
Him and Rob don't get along.
Yeah, well, who does get along with Rob?
I get along with Rob.
Yeah.
He's a professor.
Yeah.
He'll put some knowledge in you. You better watch out.
I got something for 2K stuff later.
All right, anyways. So we're on to other things. Let me get to my big issue with WWE right now. It is the main event situation of WrestleMania. Okay?
Okay.
Since Survivor Series, since that match with, or the situation with Becky and Ronda and Becky's face getting broken, I said, oh shit, there's your main event.
Well, yeah.
For WrestleMania. They wondered if it would be Charlotte versus Ronda at the beginning of the year in the first ever women's main event. They've been saying that for like all year long until all of a sudden it became Becky. Becky and Ronda. That's what's going to happen. Now it's a triple threat. Whatever. It could have been organically built. You have the champion, Ronda, mm-hmm. dominant. You have Becky, who wins the Rumble. You have Charlotte, who says it's not fair because she wasn't an official participant in the Rumble. So they throw Charlotte in.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Like, that's it. That's all you needed. Tempers, intentions build, and they unleash and have moments where they attack one another, and contract signings and the nose-to-nose situations and whatever. All this extra shit has... I said last week I'm going to quit watching Raw because until Mania, because they're going to ruin matches for me that I really want to see. And that was the one in particular I'm talking for. But I think it's already happened. Fastlane even put another dent in it for me. Because you could have had Ronda come out and jump Becky and get the DQ and keep laying punches on Becky, then turn her attention to Charlotte and start doing it to Charlotte. Becky tries to mount offense and it just be a giant brawl and takes everybody, you know, away from one another and builds up the intensity for this fight. Instead...
I liked it.
No. I would like it in normal circumstances, because it's a smart move for a heel to do. But Ronda isn't a smart heel. Ronda's a brute. Ronda's there to beat the hell out of people, and she should have. The fact that she didn't takes me away from her brute of a character. And then the look on Becky's face when she's in the corner, and that whole resolve at the end of the match, takes it away from Becky. Becky looked like bad in that match, because of how they were having her sell the knee and she was just getting beaten down. And then she looked even worse when she just accepted Ronda punching her in the face and, oh, I'm in now. Cool.
But I liked that, though. You know why I liked it? It's because when Ronda went out there and punched her in the stomach, then she looks at Charlotte like, well, bitch, it's not just me and you now. You don't deserve to be here, so
no,
it's not going to be just
and
you.
And I get it, but, okay, so what should have followed then was a fight. Charlotte should have lost it.
Charlotte should have lost
it. She should have lost it, and her and Ronda went at it, while Becky chilled in the corner and watched it happen.
Becky should have did what Charlotte did last Monday. Ronda was kicking the shit out of Becky, Charlotte just kind of weaseled her way out and smiled and laughed.
Or knowing the Becky character, if they wanted to make her stone coldish, wait in the corner, and then when the opportunity struck, take him down.
Or just hit her with the belt.
Yeah, whatever. But, like, none of that happened. And for me, it's like ruining the Becky Lynch character. You're ruining the story of the triple threat because of all this convoluted mess. And, you know, we get to Raw last night when Roman is talking about Seth and Lesnar, and he says it'll, you know, the main event of WrestleMania.
And then Michael Cole says on Fastlane that Becky Lynch will be added to the main event of Mania.
Yeah, and it's like, here's my issue, and this has nothing. Has nothing to do with a gender battle.
But do you think some people are like Roman's case? You think he doesn't want them to be the main event, or
I don't know,
is it the writers? They're going to co-main event like CM Punk and Taker,
and that's not a co-main event.
That's not a co-main event.
There's one main event.
And it's your last match of the night.
WrestleMania is nothing but a pay-per-view of main events. But the last match is the spectacle.
Because you think a co-main event gets the same paycheck as the other main event? No. CM Punk got paid less than Taker, Cena, and The Rock at Mania when they co-main evented that Mania in New York and New Jersey.
Yeah.
He got less of a paycheck. So whoever, if Seth and Brocker, the main event, like
well,
the last
Brock's
match.
Well, Brock's going to get paid
get
the
paid
most.
Regardless.
Yeah.
But if that's the last match of the night, Seth's getting paid more than Charlotte and Becky are.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about that. Like, here's where I'm at. Survivor Series, as we're building into that, as we get to, oh my God, it's going to be Becky versus Ronda, I am intrigued. I am hooked. The thought of Charlotte on the outskirts, I knew it was there. I didn't want it to happen. I could see it happening. But either way, I was like, there is no other stories happening right now that are interesting enough to be the main event. This has got to be the main event. And as the weeks have gone, I'm not saying that Rollins and Lesnar has gotten more interesting. It hasn't. It is what it is. Batista and Triple H is interesting. Not going to be a main event. Or the main event.
They're going to screw everything, and they're going to put them in the middle of the pay-per-view.
They're not, you know what I mean? Like, you can tell where matches are going to be, and it looks like it's still either Seth or Lesnar or the women's triple threat. The problem is, as a fan of stories, not as a fan of certain wrestlers over other ones, because honestly, Becky Lynch is one of my favorite people in WWE right now. This story isn't good.
It's watered down.
It had
now.
Organic, like, force to it. Could have been amazing. And I know the match is what's supposed to, like, will be remembered and be the big thing to be talked about. But here's my question. And a lot of, or here's my thoughts. A lot of people will say, oh, yeah, it needs to be the main event. The women's match needs to be the main event because this is the year. This is the time, and we've been building towards this, so make it. And then there's other people that say, well, that is a subjective thing, and your biggest story or your hottest story should be the thing that, you know, finishes out your show. WWE's gotten that wrong a lot in the past. I don't know the way that Vince thinks, but if he's thinking on a term of, like, either our biggest story or the most impressive story, the most heat and energy and stuff going on right now, I'm not so sure that he's making the triple threat the main event.
Can I tell you where I want the triple threat?
Well, here's the thing. I don't blame him at this point, and that's my problem, is you've lost me in this story to where I want to see the match, and I wanted it to be the main event of Mania, but now I'm asking myself, not because the performers don't deserve it, because, God, do I think they deserve it, and do I think a women's match should headline Mania? Yes. Do I think it should be with this story? No, I don't. And that's what sucks, is that, like, someone who was so into this and being, like, undeniable, like, 3 months ago, like, this has got to be it, this is the hottest thing going on, is now, like, this is the most oversaturated thing happening right now, and I'm ready for the match, so I don't have to see each week it get ruined. And that's bad. That's not a good thing. And I think the crowds are starting to sour on it a little bit, too. So what does that mean when Mania comes? Are they going to be completely soured on it and don't care to see it as much? So are they, you know, so are people going to leave during the main event like they did with Roman?
I don't even want it to be even the end of the card.
But the thing about it is arguably, storyline-wise with things, if they've ever had a moment to be the main event, it's now.
I still didn't want it then. I want it in the middle of Mania. You know why?
Why?
Because I want it when the crowd's hot. I don't want it at the end of an 8-hour show be the last match and the crowd just dead tired.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying, though. If you had the organic build in the way that it was designed to be, yeah, it's at the end of 8 hours and the crowd's starting to get tired, but they're gonna get hyped for that.
I don't know.
It's really weird, and I don't know how... like I said, I'm really torn on that kind of stuff, on how I feel, because if you'd asked me 3 weeks ago, I'd have still been like, oh yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, deserves to be the main event, gotta be the main event, like, gotta make it happen. And then now it's like, man, I don't know if they're going to.
I don't think anything can save a main event with an 8-hour show. Nothing. No matter who's in it, what the storyline is... At the end of an 8-hour show, nobody's going to be into anything. I don't care. I mean, you could be a diehard. You could be traveling clear across the world. But when you've been there all week long, all weekend long for access, and then you take over the Hall of Fame if you go to it, then your 8-hour show of Mania, and then you got Raw and SmackDown if you get that package. 8 hours, if it starts at... What, 6 or 7?
No, it starts at 4.
The pre-show, or is that the actual card?
The pre-show starts at 4.
Okay, so 4. 4 to probably...
Actually, I think the pre-show started at 3 last year, and the actual show started at, like, 5 or 6.
Okay, the Orlando show. Undertaker...
The one that went till 2 a.m.?
2 a.m. Undertaker and them didn't come out till, like, 2 a.m. Okay, no one wants... A main event's going to be like that. The only time they ever had a big pop for a main event was when Rollins cashed in. And everybody's like, what the fuck? I'm so tired. I'm going with it. Boom. Here's Rollins.
Yeah.
It was because it was a high spot. It was.
Yeah.
That was it. Because everybody had that one more burst of energy for that. No one's going to have a burst of energy for a freaking full length match. And that's why I don't want to see it. I mean, it's already ruined. I just don't want to see it ruined at the end of a Mania.
And no, I get that. It's just. Here's where I feel, now this is, I don't want to say it's politically, but it kind of is, it's socially.
Mm-hmm.
WWE have themselves between a rock and a hard place now, because everyone is assuming, and has been assuming, like me, for months, oh yeah, that's the women's main event. That is the main event of WrestleMania is going to be this, because...
And they've built it that way.
Yeah. And now it's losing steam... And some issues, and so it's like...
Do you think this is a serious question.
Okay.
Do you think in the retrospective of WWE nowadays that they started that story too early?
No, because if they would have done it right, it wouldn't have mattered.
But when's the last time they had a story that didn't get sour for that long in today's era?
Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa.
Okay, different.
Why? Because it was NXT?
Because different brand, different...
Oh, you want like a Raw story?
No. I just want like... Well, yeah, basically. Raw or SmackDown. Because NXT,
different person over top of it.
Okay. All right. So Raw or SmackDown story that's gone on for a long amount of time. That
people cared about.
For a long amount of time?
Yes.
CM Punk.
Okay.
And it wasn't even CM Punk and a competitor. It was CM Punk.
Just CM Punk's period.
Yeah. It was the title reign.
Okay. It was a title reign. Didn't care who he faced.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm talking about two people.
Cena versus Rock. Once in a lifetime.
Did really anybody care towards the end of that?
They cared in the middle of it because of Punk.
Yes, and they cared about when they had their war of the one-liners.
They cared three-fourths of the way through because of Survivor Series, okay, when they teamed together.
And when it came down to
the match. And then it came down to the Mania stuff.
And it was what?
What?
It was sour. No one really cared because they didn't want it to be the main event.
I cared about them. Yeah, nobody wanted to be the main event because there wasn't a title.
Exactly. I mean, there's title here, but that fucking backing up aimless, that microphone's going to hear it beeping.
That's fine. That's fine.
But anyway, we sound like we're in the back of a damn van right now.
We are. I'm just kidding.
But anyways.
Making towns, man. Sorry.
If Becky would have never got her face broke, she would have never had...
She wouldn't have been in this. It would have been Charlotte and Ronda.
And never got her knee hurt. Mind you, the same person did both these fucking injuries. And I don't know where it would have been. I think after they had their match at Survivor Series, I think it would have blown off. I really think it would have blown off. I don't think anybody would have cared. Because it was kind of like... It would have been like the go-home match, basically. Like, oh, you... But the only thing keeping this story relevant, it's not really keeping it relevant, is the Twitter. The back and forth.
Yeah.
And that so-called shoot promo that you can't tell me WWE told her to go do this shoot promo at all. Because, one, it's a PG era. Even though it is the internet. And you can't tell me that she's just sitting there and say, fuck the WWE Universe. Stone Cold never even got to say fuck, for God's sakes.
You're right.
But he also didn't have the internet. Well, they had internet, but not.
I just want you to know.
What?
That this podcast is actually really... being recorded right now.
Okay.
I'm breaking the wall here. So everyone who's hearing this didn't hear this conversation as it happened.
Oh, okay. Are you done?
That was my shoot.
The
podcast.
It's like your name's BJ. It's not really LBJ.
Yeah.
God.
Fuck off, Teddy.
That's not my name. This podcast isn't even fucking real.
Jesus. Anyway,
we don't record this for your guys' entertainment. Fuck you guys.
That's not true.
Fucking marks.
That's not true.
Just kidding.
You're just kidding sounded fake. You dickwad.
It was.
Yeah, well, mine's not.
Fucking marks.
Yeah.
Sorry. Let's move on. Let's get a different one. I'm done talking about this.
You're acting within an actor as an actor, and now you're trying to be real, and it's throwing me off.
Okay, but I'm done. Anyways, I'm done with this conversation because we've spent way too much time on many podcasts about the same fucking subject.
It's just I'm moving on from it. It's gonna because
it's gonna be two outcomes. Well, it's gonna be good or it's gonna be a turn to punch bowl.
I didn't tell you. That's where we were. We do have to go back. Sorry, where I said WWE has themselves caught. Kind of socially, for the people who thought this was going to be the main event.
Yeah.
You have a lot of people in support of this. And one of the main reasons that they're in support, on top of the story, is the fact that women main eventing.
Yes.
No, hold on. Here's why they've got themselves in a hard spot now. Because they have ruined this story.
But they promoted the shit out of it.
But what I'm saying is, so if it's the main event,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have a lot of fans saying this doesn't deserve to be the main event because you've ruined the story.
So you've basically ruined the women's revolution.
But then, if you don't make it, or if you don't make it the main event, you're going to have so many people being like, women are never going to catch a break. And I see both sides of it, and I'm not disagreeing. This has been the best story up until late for a WrestleMania main event, and should and could have been the best story for one.
And that's why it goes back to me asking you if it started too soon.
And it's great. No, I just think there was too many hands in the pot trying to make decisions.
Should have just been Fit Finlay.
There you go.
That's it. Just Fit Finlay. And Ronda and Becky. It should have never been anybody else.
But either way, I've just... Either, like, if the match is or isn't, there's going to be backlash. And I know that's fans in general. Mm-hmm. Fans are never happy, regardless of one thing. But you purposely now got yourself in a position where, had this been a few weeks ago, and had it been the main event, you would have had a lot of people praising for that main event, and you would have had most people on board saying, you know what, I do understand.
So if Mania would have been where Elimination Chamber was, you think it would have worked?
Yeah.
I agree.
And I really do think that there would have been more people that would have been like, yeah, I totally get why this is the main event, and it deserves to be, or it deserved it way more than other matches because of the story, rather than now, where they're like, they've done all this shit to the story, and now it's not entertaining, or as entertaining. And so they purposely, in a span of like 3.5 weeks...
And it's not only just because Charlotte was added, it's just the little...
All the other little extra BS.
And I mean, and that could be us just being... critical on it.
Yeah.
But...
I've been invested in it, so that's why I feel like I have a right to be critical.
Exactly.
Because I wanted that for months.
Because, okay, I know Triple H and The Undertaker are big names. Or same way Undertaker and Shawn Michaels. But how long did they build up their End of the Era story? How long did they build that for?
A while.
It wasn't nothing compared to how long this is.
Fair. That's fair.
But then it's names. But they did it in such a short amount of time. Look at this Batista and Triple H story building right now. Batista had one liner in the middle of last year about this.
Yep.
And then, like, 4 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks before Mania happens, it's a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
It may be because they're names. But it's being done right.
And it's last week, I wouldn't necessarily say it was all heading in the right direction.
Well, we covered that.
It looks like they pulled back on that a little bit.
We covered that. And since we're talking about that, I'm going to segue into what I wanted to tell you earlier. How I didn't like last night's segment of Batista and Triple H. I didn't like it because Batista beat up Flair. Okay? Batista's also the one that said, you've never beat me at Mania, okay? So why is Batista the one asking for the match? Shouldn't Triple H ask for the match to beat Batista so he can beat him, besides Batista asking Triple H for the match?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he doesn't have to prove that he's superior. He hasn't been here since WrestleMania 30. And we're on 35 now, it's 5 years.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to act like he's superior. But I just don't think he should be like, give me what I want. Come on, Hunter, give me what I want. What do you want, Dave? Like, why should he give you the match when you've beat him?
Yeah.
Shouldn't he be the one being like, hey, give me the match. I want to show you that I'm better than you. And you can go run off and quit.
Well, when they turned around and said that now it's going to be his last... match.
Who?
Batista.
Oh. I didn't hear this.
Batista said, I want to go to WrestleMania and have my final match, but then I'm going to make it your final match, too.
Hey, but that will never happen.
Well, still.
It's like, I'm going to retire today, but I'm also going to come back in 3 months. And I'm going to wrestle. Because I am Mick Foley, and that's what I do.
Jesus.
What? It's true and you know it. It is true. You're fired. Okay, come back in 3 months and we'll bring you right back in.
Yeah, but...
If I get fired somewhere, I don't go back in 3 months. They don't hire me back. Fair enough. Well, yours is different.
I'm working back at a place that I worked at twice previously, so...
But
I was never fired.
Exactly, so your story's invalid.
Okay, I guess...
I've been fired.
Yeah, but...
Multiple times.
Wrestling's not real, dude.
All right, fucking Rhonda.
Sorry, I had to
Here, let me just spread my legs and kick me in the fucking nuts, why don't you?
I had to go back to it. Yeah,
you know what.
Let me go on... Let's get away from this.
Go.
The important stuff is coming up this Friday. It is Ring of Honor 17th anniversary. We have predictions.
Man, 17 year anniversary they've been
that
long of a company?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, R. Kelly still has a chance. Because they haven't hit 18, he hasn't lost interest.
Jesus. Ah,
yes.
Christ.
Boom.
I wish there was actually a camera for a live feed on this one because I face palmed so hard right there.
That Batista impression was pretty good right there.
That. Fucking... Anyways.
It feels good to be king.
Yeah. Okay. Ring of Honor 17th. Let's talk about some matches. Let's talk about predictions. Let's talk about,
Matt Daven.
Why this is going to be a great thing. I have something there, but let's... Okay. So first off, Roosh versus Bandido.
It's going to be a barn burner for sure.
It's going to be an awesome match.
It's going to be hard dick erection the entire time.
What the fuck?
It's going to be so fucking good. What?
So, I have a couple of questions.
God, here we go.
No judgment here, but...
Lying.
No, there really is no judgment. I am equal across the board with everyone. I just want to know how deep into that closet you are.
Whoa.
asking about, or saying...
I don't have a walk-in closet.
Hard dick erections in matches, like...
You've never got a hard-on for a match? Like, not a actual hard-on, but a figurative hard-on. Like, damn, this is fucking good. This is what I want.
Yeah.
I've never
compared it to sex, but...
I'm not comparing it to sex.
Well, I've never compared it to something physical happening in those regards. Excitement? Is that what you're trying to channel as saying, have I ever been excited for a match?
Figurative dick you have. And shove it up your ass.
Well, I mean, it seems to be stuck pretty deep in your closet. But
nope, I ain't got to walk in.
Whatever. Anyways.
I have a shallow hole.
Who do you have winning? Roosh or Bandido?
Is this Roosh's debut? Like, pay-per-view debut?
No. He's been on some other cards.
Like, for Ring of Honor?
Yeah. Ring of Honor 17 is just a big event for them, but they've had other pay-per-views. Like, this year. He's been with him for... Since December or January?
January. Yeah, I haven't watched in a while. Bandido. Because that Lifeblood faction's taking off.
Roosh.
Same Roosh?
I'm going Roosh.
Okay. Maybe Andrade will run in.
No.
And Charlotte will come ruin those storylines while they're at it. Oh, God.
So, then next up, Marty Scurll versus Kenny King.
Marty? Is there a title on the line?
There is no title.
There's no title?
Kenny basically cost Marty a shot at a title.
Marty get screwed?
They were in a match, and like it was like a... I can't remember if it was a four-corner survival or if it... What the stipulation was, but basically Kenny King low-blowed Marty while the ref wasn't looking and scored a pinfall over him. And so now Marty and him are
feuding.
Yeah.
I'll say Marty.
I think it'll be Marty. But then again, we're in March. Ugh. No, it'll be Marty because we have one more show left in Ring of Honor.
Super card.
In April. And I'm pretty sure that Marty's deal's up at the end of April.
You know, remember when I told you that I thought Marty was going to fight Okada at G1 Supercard?
Mm-hmm.
It's because the Fight TV poster
has
Marty and Okada on the top of it.
Huh.
It's just them. That's the only people on the picture is Marty and Okada.
Hmm.
That's why I thought they were facing each other.
They still could.
They had a hell of a match at All In.
Yeah. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. Then we have Kelly Klein versus, I'm going to butcher this.
You butchered it last
Mayu
week.
Mayu Iwatani. Or Iwatani.
What's that?
Iwatani.
Bless you.
Wow. Wow, sorry. R. Kelly jokes and now that.
Akushi.
This podcast is just fucking...
It's what?
I'm going to call this one the garbage bin.
It's not garbage.
You went
the only one
pretty,
that's...
You went pretty low brow with that one.
Listen.
You went pretty
we've
low
had,
brow.
We've had one garbage podcast, and you know which one I'm talking about.
Okay.
You know which one it is.
Okay.
Do you?
My ADD was at an all-time high in it, so yeah.
Yeah, it was the one where we had Bash at the Beach on mute.
Ugh.
That was the worst fucking podcast we ever had.
My ADD was just too bad for that.
I fell asleep in the chair. I really did. I had no interest whatsoever.
Well, either way.
This one's great compared to that one.
Okay. Kelly Klein versus Mayu Iwatani.
Need tissue? I'm going Kelly Klein.
Eat a dick. I'm not. I'm going Iwatani because she's leaving. I think Kelly Klein's leaving.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that makes me sad.
BJ Whitmer, her, I don't know if they're married, fiance, I don't know. He left Ring of Honor a while back and is working with AEW now. So I think she'll head that direction.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
But
she'd be a strong competitor for AEW.
Iwatani is the current champ, and I think she'll retain.
I just wish AEW and Ring of Honor would just kind of...
Never going to happen. But yes, I understand. Television title on the line, Jeff Cobb versus Shane Taylor.
Oh my God. They better reinforce the ring.
As the professor called it, a fight of the hosses.
That
is a hoss fight.
Now, if Michael Cole was on commentary, they reinforced the ring today.
And if JR was on the mic, it would be, get ready for a slobber knocker.
Yeah.
Because that's what that one's going to be.
Jeff Cobb. Let me go with Jeff Cobb.
I'm going to stick with Jeff Cobb, too.
I like Jeff Cobb.
I do, too. I think he's going to stick with Ring of Honor
from
for a little
while.
From
the great state of Hawaii.
So.
I'm going with Jeff Cobb.
Tag team title match. Now, I don't know what the official declaration of this is, but a promo got cut last week that I got tagged in.
Whoa! You talking about the chainsaw promo?
Yes.
I love the Briscoes.
With the Briscoes versus Villain Enterprises, Brody King and PCO, where they want this match to be no DQ.
Oh, Briscoes are going all the way.
It is going... I'm sure that they're going to get their way on that.
Well, yeah, because they've already announced.
Did they announce it as no DQ? They already announced the match.
Well, no,
I'm
talking about them keeping the titles. Because they've already announced them versus against God.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
It's champion versus champion. It's what they want. Why would they both be in the ring holding up the titles at the same time?
Well, it's not to say a title change couldn't happen after that.
Yeah, but
either way,
not that long.
Either way, no DQ.
Brody King's pretty vicious. Mm-hmm. I like Brody King.
Mm-hmm.
PCO.
He's crazy.
He's crazy.
He is
and
nuts.
I like the guys who run Blackcraft. I really do Blackcraft Wrestling. Props to you guys. But I did not like the promo shit that they did with him. Did you watch any of it?
Which ones?
Of PCO.
I never saw the ones for Blackcraft.
He cut off a piece of his skin with a scalpel, like a big fucking gap of it. And then he ate it, and then he got hooked up to a car battery, and they waterboarded him and shit like that. I don't know. It was
too sci-fi-ish for my liking. I didn't really care for it. But I'm good, Briscoes. Reach for the sky, boy. Briscoes all the way. I know you like. I know you hate the chicken feet.
I'm going Briscoes.
That's right. You know it's good.
And that promo actually was one of the first ones that I was like, you know what? That was pretty good. I'll give it to him.
Did you not watch the one before that?
I've watched a lot
of Briscoes. Mark was shooting the shotgun just repeatedly in the back. Boo, boo.
I've watched a lot of promos of the Briscoes.
I love a Briscoe promo.
I get tagged in them.
I want Rob to tag me in every single Briscoes promo.
I'm just like... Okay.
Just so I can watch it.
Then we have... for the ROH World Heavyweight title, I want to tell the story as we get into this. You have a man who has been the franchise of Ring of Honor. A guy who worked for another company when he was younger, working with a lot of talent, doing, you know, mid-card level work, but his biggest achievement and his biggest draw was where he was mimicking an older character. Then he comes to Ring of Honor. Gets to be who he is. Earn his spot. Win his titles. I'm pretty sure... I don't know if it was the longest held Ring of Honor championship or the most amount of days as champion between his TV title, world title, holding them both, and then finally the loss of the world title. It might be both of those records.
I'm not for sure.
But I know it's at least one of those two. He took on top competitors, including some that were in the company that he was in before, and beating them at the best of their game in Ring of Honor. He is undoubtedly one of the peaks of the Ring of Honor mountain, and deservedly so. And I think if you knew him 10 years ago, you'd have been like, okay, cool. He's a pretty good guy. And now when you see him, it's undeniable that he's one of the best.
How long ago was the Flair promo?
That was about that time.
I enjoyed him then.
That's what I said, but it was still mid-card stuff.
Yeah.
But that is Jay Lethal, who is the current Ring of Honor World Champion. On the other side of this, you have a guy who's been with Ring of Honor for quite a while, was with and against Jay Lethal multiple times throughout his career, has been a pretty solid worker, good talent, has won belts in Mexico, does work down there, has been a part of big factions for Ring of Honor, who's trying to make a name for himself because he feels like he's been around long enough to where it should have already been a thing and people haven't been giving him the opportunity. This past year, he won, or 2 years ago, he won at a final battle. Mm-hmm. And when he won, I thought he was going to go for the world title because he had never walked out, not as a champ. That entire course of time, he has tried to show the fans and Ring of Honor officials that he's worthy to be at the top of the mountain. In matches where the world title was defended, at least twice, Matt Taven has had pinfalls that should have been counted as victories that he was denied. The referee was either down or distracted, so he could not make the three counts to crown Taven as the world champion. So Taven took it upon himself to call himself the real Ring of Honor world champion because he had been wronged, so much so that the entire stable, the conspiracy, had been the entire stable, the Kingdom, had been saying that there was a Kingdom conspiracy against them, but specifically Matt Taven for not giving him his due. So now we finally get it. Something that I really thought should have happened back at Final Battle is now happening here at Ring of Honor 17th. Matt Taven versus Jay Lethal for the ROH World title. I've been invested into this story since I could start to formulate and see that it was going to happen at Final Battle 16. It was Final Battle 17.
Not to interrupt you, but how long and how hard have you been thinking of that story that you just said?
Oh, it's been in the back of my mind for months, because that's why I thought it would be at Final Battle, because it painted a great picture. But I guess at the 17th anniversary, you're showing off two of your top guys.
But who's to say this is a blow-off match?
I don't think it is.
It could go... I call shenanigans.
I don't. I think it's a straight one-on-one contest.
You don't think they'll stretch it out to Final Battle? Or
to G1?
G1.
Maybe a rematch at G1, but I think this match will be contested the way it needs to be. It's Matt Taven in a singles match for the world title. It's time.
You know, I've liked everything Matt Taven's been in since I started watching Ring of Honor.
Right? And here's the other layer to this, talking more immediate times. Not only about the world title and the real world title, mm-hmm. whichever. Lethal destroyed Matt Taven's title. Because there's only one real champion.
Mm-hmm.
And Lethal has said this entire title run that the thing that he wanted to do most was bring the world title to Madison Square Garden as champion. Well, Matt Taven has a chance to stop that dream from happening.
And ruin all of his plans.
But then the world would see an entering Matt Taven as champ when they watch the G1 special at Madison Square Garden WrestleMania weekend. So, it is a big story, at least to me, and it's been a longer story than maybe what some people have realized, but I am super invested into this match. And I think we're gonna say
the same name for this match.
I think the winner of that match is Matt Taven.
Yep. Yeah, I do. I think same thing.
I think it's Matt Taven's time. And that's not to say that he couldn't turn around and lose it at the Garden.
That's true too.
And give Jay Lethal his moment in the sun of winning the title at the Garden. But either way, I think it happens here instead of at the G1. So
I like it.
So, all right. So far on the card, where have we disagreed? Bandido and Roosh?
Yes.
And the women's title?
Yeah.
That's it.
Two matches.
Did I pick that Marty was going to win against Kenny? Yeah,
you said Marty.
Yeah, okay. I thought so.
Because of his contract.
Yeah, but he'll be at the G1, I'm sure.
Now, does everyone schedule their shows around wherever Mania is going to be?
That seems to be the general flow of things, is that they try to run it towards that area, because
you got everything. You got Ring of Honor, Impact,
mm-hmm.
WWE,
mm-hmm.
Joey Janela's Spring Break.
Mm-hmm.
GCW is going to be up there.
Mm-hmm.
And not counting all the other little indie shows going on. So it's like a non-stop fucking 2 weeks of wrestling for people up there.
Yeah. That's what it seems like all the other companies try to do when
they feed off of WWE.
When WWE announce, here's WrestleMania, well, that's where a lot of wrestling fans are going to be at one time. So why not show them other worlds of wrestling?
So you're kind of saying that WWE's the cow, and they're all sucking on the teats?
They're all getting the milk for free.
They're all... Wow, man. That's... I wish I got that.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Anyways, that's all I have.
I'd go bankrupt.
If you went up there for a week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, if I would go to Tampa next year,
mm-hmm.
I'd have to file bankruptcy. Because I'd be asshole deep in debt.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to...
Nice term you put there, Mr. Hutton, in the closet.
I'd have to
sell... Is your name R. Kelly? Are you trapped in that closet?
I pissed in your sheets. Damn. To sell a kidney.
Two R. Kelly references on the podcast. Same with Heath Slayer. This podcast is all over the damn place.
It's been a good one.
Anyways, that's all I have for wrestling news. For major wrestling news. Do you have anything else, Birdman?
For wrestling news?
Yeah.
Nope.
All right.
I'm tired of feeding to the fucking marks.
Oh, Jesus. Get out of here with that. I have a special announcement
mm-hmm.
from the RTR Upworld, our 2K League offices. Ascend to Glory.
Yes.
Happens this Thursday on Facebook Live and Twitch. That's twitch.tv/LBJGames.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. It is the first special event or pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. And there are some surprises that are going to be announced over the next 48 hours. On the thread, on our Facebook page. So, check there for most news. We have the world title match, which is going to be Dashing Dakota versus R-Dub. We have the Intercontinental match, which got announced as The Darkness versus Conrad Cushman from Everything Pro Wrestling. Bang, bang. And Gabe Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to crown our first ever RTR Tag Team Champions. But the special news is, in order to win those titles, one team will ascend to glory and climb a ladder and pull those titles down.
You fucking
And you bastard. Hear the Birdman as he is one half of one of the final teams in that match. The Big Package.
You
Teddy and Big Mike versus Cosmic Madness, Starkdust, and Macho Marshall.
Man, this sucks. Remember what happened in my last ladder match? I got teabagged.
Well, both members of the Big Package have now been teabagged.
I lost the first ladder match off the very first episode.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't even an episode. They were specials then.
Yeah. It wasn't even a thing.
So, yeah.
Wow, you would do that, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, it is called Ascend to Glory.
Let's talk about this.
And we're crowning very new champs.
Let's talk about that official heel card.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
On Tremor, our Twitch exclusive show, we had Big Mike versus Macho Marshall, you know, teasing the two teams that are going to meet each other one-on-one. And in that match, Teddy and Mike decide to go full heel.
Yeah.
And distract the ref. Teddy unties the turnbuckle, so the ref has to tie it back while Macho Marshall hits the Marshall Mash. And then distracts him after he's thrown in a chair, so that Big Mike smacks him with a chair. But that full-blown heel turn didn't really pay off for you guys.
It doesn't need to. Just planting the seeds. Planting the seeds. I'll tell you what storyline I'm very interested in.
I already think that the entire RTR world there has labeled you guys as a bunch of marks anyways, trying to claim that the too sweet is your own now. Since no one else has it, it's yours now.
It is.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
If it ain't broken, don't fix it. We're going to use it, and you're going to like it. So you know, shove it, authority.
I'm just a messenger.
You can take that.
But, as I said, the tag team titles will be won in a ladder match. And then there will be some more matches to be announced over the next 48 hours on the Facebook page, on that thread.
I'll tell you what.
I will give one little drop of information to everyone who watches and everyone on that roster. There might be some new faces at Ascend to Glory.
Hmm.
There might be some old faces at Ascend to Glory.
Hmm.
But either way, I'm sure it's going to be a good show.
Don't you end it yet.
What?
What's next for Chris? He's embarrassed Awesome Bob. Embarrassed him.
We'll have to see.
He's... What?
We'll have to see.
He better go back to the depths of hell with the War Master and think of something, because he's been embarrassed how many times now?
He hasn't had a good showing, no.
Not since the first very episode. The Rumble. No, it wasn't the Rumble. It was
a tournament. The IC title.
Yep.
And he lost to the Darkness after a massive headbutt.
Yeah.
So, lots of questions to be answered. And maybe you'll get quite a lot of those answers at Ascend to Glory. Maybe they'll come later. But either way, Thursday, March 14th, that's in 2 days, at 7 o'clock? 7:30?
Give or take.
Hey, production crew, but it's about that time.
And Todd, we always gotta wait on Todd.
Our senior/only referee.
Todd.
We'll have to do his normal check to see if he can count.
We need to give him a pair of red shoes. Maybe he'll learn to count.
Oh, God. Anyways, yeah, so that'll be the next show, and it'll be on Facebook Live and on Twitch. So, other than that, I think that's it. I think that covers everything, and thank you for running with us.
Later.